course, we had the governor's scholarship program for a while, and I believe that's ended due to lack of funding. Keeping the cost down, obviously, if we can, of tuition in Alaskan colleges is a great idea. I'm also highly in favor of young people not necessarily going to college their first year out of high school, but looking at other options of ways to learn and grow, and that can include joining the military, it can include going to vocational schools, it can include taking a year off and getting a job. So I'm not necessarily the one to say that everyone should go to college their first year out of school, and I'm hoping that by staying in Alaska, possibly working in Alaska, going to some kind of school in Alaska, that our students will want to stay here. Part of that, too, can be taking the time to earn the money to help you make your way to college so that you're not necessarily setting yourself up to go into debt by going directly into college the first year out of high school. I hope that kind of answers the question.
Thank you. Mr. Christ-Tompkins, the same question for you.
It makes a lot of sense to me to have a higher education system that is reflective of the priorities and the economy and the people of the place that those institutions exist in. And in Alaska, we have a unique economy. We have a unique way of life. We have a unique people. And having a higher education system that reflects that is hugely important. It's really sort of a reconciliation of supply and demand, if you will. And that exists in higher education too. And the University of Alaska system, I think there's some examples of that happening. The Fish Tech program here in Sitka is a great example of an in-demand and important profession. It's important to our economy that there's demand that's relevant to people who grow up here, grew up around the ocean and with that way of life. And I think there are a lot more examples of that that could be explored and realized. Over the last year, incidentally, I've been talking with the chancellor of the University of Alaska Southeast over in Juneau, Rick Caulfield, and two different Southeast Alaska commercial fishing organizations about a commercial fishing degree or a certificate program, which might sort of sound funny on its face, but I think there's a lot of merit in it, and that 21st century commercial fishing is a mix of accounting. You have to know how to finance sometimes a multi-hundred-thousand or multi-million-dollar operation. You need to know diesel mechanics. You need to know refrigeration. This is stuff that isn't so easy just to pick up, you know, by the seat of your pants. And having a systematic way to absorb that information is really important. And the commercial fishing groups who we've been working with have been talking about their need and really the lack of access to that kind of education. So making higher education institutions really relevant to our region, our place, our people, makes a lot of sense. And I think if you do that, it becomes attractive to the people, such as the people, the wonderful Sitka High School students in the first two rows in front, as they consider their higher education future.